Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, Artistic Administrator for Music at Menlo, and I have the pleasure of introducing you to this season's Carte Blanche Concerts. The Carte Blanche Concerts are Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated programs, featuring some of classical music's finest recitalists and chamber musicians, and spotlighting their musical specialties and curatorial interests. This summer, we have a spectacular series of five Carte Blanche Concerts to complement the season's theme, From Bach. On Saturday, July 20, percussionists Ian Rosenbaum, Ayano Kataoka, and Chris Froh present Percussion Complexities, a bold program of music for percussion, beginning with Bach transcriptions and extending to the 20th and early 21st centuries, where music for percussion has become an increasingly vital and vibrant dimension of the classical music landscape. On Sunday, July 21, violinist Suvin Kim makes his Music at Menlo debut with an epic double recital program of music for solo violin, pairing the chestnuts of the literature, Bach, Paganini, Isai, with their modern counterparts, music by Bartok, John Harbison, Jörg Widmann, and others. On Sunday, July 28 and Sunday, August 4, two longtime festival favorites, cellists Colin Carr and Lawrence Lesser, offer cello evolutions, a pair of programs complementing one another, and featuring the Bach suites for solo cello alongside a selection of works representing the rich tradition of solo cello music that emerged from those iconic suites. And also on Sunday, July 28th, violinist Georgia Flizanis leads Into the Light, a multidimensional chamber music program highlighting the transcendent quality of Bach's secular and spiritual music. The Carte Blanche series begins with an unprecedented complement to the season's offerings of wind, string, and keyboard repertoire. Percussion Complexities considers the vitality of Bach's legacy in the 20th and 21st centuries through such works as Toru Takamitsu's evocative Rain Tree and Steve Reich's seminal masterpiece, Drumming. The program features percussionists Chris Froh, Ayano Kataoka, and making his Music at Menlo debut, Ian Rosenbaum. Earlier this season, I had a chance to sit down with Ian and Ayano to get their insights into this kaleidoscopic program.
Well, I think the original idea for this program was to sort of present a lot of different percussion works from different styles and different time periods to sort of show an audience who hasn't heard that much percussion music before what we do, what it is we do. So we have music from all throughout the 20th century and even the 21st century. For a whole bunch of different instruments. We have solo music, duo music, trio music, and the goal is to sort of give a little bit of the idea of what percussion is capable of doing.
Although the bulk of the percussion repertoire comes from the 20th and 21st centuries, the program begins with music by the summer's featured composer, Johann Sebastian Bach, in transcriptions for marimba.
Being a percussionist, obviously, well, our instruments are very old. I mean, you know, millennia old, but classical music for percussion is not very old, and especially for solo percussion or for chamber music, there's really not that much music. So if we want to play a piece by some of the great composers, Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, unless we transcribe it for another instrument, the only chance that we get is to play, you know, maybe a timpani part in orchestra or something like that. So Bach's music in particular transcends the instrument that you're playing it on. It really can work. Certain pieces can work on many different instruments, and particularly for us, playing transcriptions of Bach, I mean, it's the best music there is. And so any chance that we get to be able to live with that music for a second or so, it's really worth it.
Ayano begins the program with marimba transcriptions of selections from Bach's cello suites.
I would choose either one of the cello suite because cello, the range of the instrument, the register, and marimba is quite similar. So it's really fits playing on marimba, and also I try to imagine if Bach knew the marimba as an instrument and how he would write music for our instrument, and I would try to make it work on marimba, particularly like the especially the marimba has such a rich resonate sound on low register, so adding that, I mean, the cello already has that kind of the range to play on, but on marimba, it kind of works really differently, but also really works well.
I think that there are also that there are certain pieces that work better for transcribing and certain pieces that don't, and the cello suites in particular. I think because he had that instrument in mind, and our instrument does get a similar resonant, you know, dark quality to it. It really does work very, very well.
Following Bach, the program jumps ahead to the 21st century with Alejandro Vignal's Book of Grooves.
Book of Grooves is by an Argentinian composer, Alejandro Vignal, who has written a lot of percussion music. This is one of his newest pieces. It was written just a couple years ago. And what he does in this piece, which I think is really interesting, so he sort of poses the question what a groove actually is. And to him, it's any kind of repeated rhythmic phrase that makes you want to move your body or makes you want to tap your feet. And so he starts each movement by introducing a groove. And then throughout the course of the movement, he sort of transforms it. He plays with it. You know, maybe he'll add a few notes to it, take a few notes away. He'll just change it very slightly. And if he's done his job well, and if we do our job well, the audience member won't actually, they won't stop tapping their feet. They'll be able to groove the whole way through. But by the time you get to the end, what we end with and what we start with are completely different things. He slowly manipulates this groove into something new. What we were thinking, you know, we take Bach's idea of counterpoint, of manipulating a theme in so many different ways, and then we sort of take it to this extreme 21st century conclusion where he's, you know, minutely, you know, adding an eighth note, removing an eighth note, and doing it with a completely 21st century language.
The program continues with music by the great modernist master Mauricio Kagel.
Mauricio Kagel is a very important composer for us. He wrote a lot of music for so-called theatrical music. And what we do for this program is called R.
If you didn't catch that, the Kagel pieces that appear on the program are called R.
They're very funny and interesting.
But so in Kagel's music, you know, it's theatrical music, and he'll write in the score dramatic actions like, you know, walk on stage this way, pick this thing up, or do this thing with your face. So, I mean, not only is there a complicated chamber music to be played, but there's also all these actions that you have to do. And his idea was to sort of create a composite experience for the watcher from what they see and what they hear, and together that makes a different kind of chamber music experience.
The program features a modern classic of the percussion literature in Toru Takamitsu's Rain Tree.
Rain Tree is a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. It's inspired by this tree in Japan that maybe Ayano can speak a little more about. From what I understand, from what Takamitsu has written about it, there's this tree that has all these little branches and hundreds of thousands of little leaves off of each of the branches. And then when it rains, like overnight or something like that, these little leaves catch the water. And then over the course of the next day or so, drop by drop, they sort of let it go onto the ground. And he sort of saw this. He thought it was, A, beautiful sound and also a beautiful thing to see. And you'll see as soon as this piece starts, we're immediately evoking these raindrops. So we're playing on these little antique cymbals, these little sort of droplet sounds.
Actually, the story that he mentioned, Takemitsu was inspired by a novelist, Kenzaburo Oe. He actually won the Nobel Award, so he's one of the prestigious novelists in Japan. And I have done like reading in Japanese before we start the performance,
cool.
And that might be actually good that. The sound is just so beautiful, the words that he chose, and it's just fascinating. It's for vibraphone and two marimbas. You start off with the antique cymbals that Ian mentioned. Then vibraphone came in to do the solo. And that really makes the imaginational kind of atmosphere of the rain tree.
The The program concludes with works by two of the most significant and influential American composers of the last century, John Cage and Steve Reich.
2012 was the centenary of Cage's birth, so as percussionists, we're trying to extend the celebration as long as possible. I mean, he was one of the most important composers for anyone, but especially for percussionists, because he really created a body of works that we just didn't have before. You know, he was so important because he broke down the barriers of what it means to play music. He said that any sound, any action could be musical. Anyone can play music. You don't have to be trained in a conservatory. You can play it with your chair. You can play it at your kitchen table, or you can play it on a piano or on a classical instrument. I think that a lot of people focus in on that body of works, and they sometimes forget that he also just wrote beautiful music, just normal classical music that is gorgeous. And so we're going to play one of these pieces called In a Landscape, and it's just a gorgeous lullaby type of piece.
Following Cage's In a Landscape, Ian, Ayano, and Chris offer one of the most iconic works in their repertoire, Steve Reich's Drumming.
Steve Reich is another amazingly important composer for percussionists, mostly because he just gave us so much music. He loves percussion. He plays a little percussion himself. And so many of his works, a large majority of them, have either are just for percussion or have a really big percussion part. Drumming, it's in its entire form, is over an hour long. It's four movements. We're only going to play the first movement. And the first movement is originally for four people. We've done an arrangement for three people in this case. And it's for four sets of bongos. And each, so a bongo has two drums on it. And in the case of this piece, he asks us to tune each drum to a certain pitch, because he's really interested in the melodies that we create by playing these rhythms. He uses a couple iconic Steve Reich techniques in this piece, the first of which is phasing. And phasing basically means that you have two people playing exactly the same rhythm on exactly the same instrument, and then very slowly, almost imperceptibly, one person speeds up just a little bit, and you sort of hear the rhythm like stretching apart from itself. And they keep speeding up until they move exactly one eighth note ahead. And then you'll hear the same rhythm being played, but one person is starting at an eighth note early and one person is playing it as they originally did. And then depending on where we are in the piece, sometimes they'll stay there or they'll continue to phase forward. This was a huge technique. No one had thought of it before. He actually came up with it by having two tape players playing the same piece, and then he would slowly speed one up, and he thought it was the coolest sound ever, but he didn't really think it was possible for live performers to do it. But then he started trying it, and he found out that it was. It's difficult, but possible. Another technique that he uses in this that's really cool is he substitutes rests for beats. So in the very beginning of the piece, you'll see one of us walk up to the bongos and only play a single note. And then after we play that single note a few times, it'll become two notes and then three notes. And over the course of a minute or two, it'll spin out into the rhythm that the whole piece is based on. But he sort of he had that rhythm in mind the whole time from the beginning of the piece, but sort of one measure at a time he takes away a rest and adds in a note. And then halfway through the piece, you'll see him do the opposite. We'll have the full rhythm, and he'll start substituting in rests for notes until we end up with one note again.
A surprisingly Bachian thing
again. Yeah. It's all about counterpoint. And I mean, I think Steve Reich should be the first to tell you that's where he got his idea. I mean, I think that some of the most successful composers in the 20th and 21st century have taken ideas that have worked before and then just, you know, taken them to another conclusion, to another level. I mean, that this sort of thinking wasn't really possible in Bach's time. That wasn't what we were at. But now that we've had Bach's music, we've been, you know, sitting with it for a few hundred years. Now people are taking those good ideas and sort of pushing them to their extreme. And that's kind of what we have here.
To hear more of my conversation with Ian and Ayano, visit us online at www.musicatmenlo.org/multimedia/audio notes. Audio Notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional narration is provided by Andrew Goldstein. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Alejandro Vignal's Book of Grooves appears courtesy of the composer. Toru Takamitsu's Rain Tree is performed by the Smoke and Mirrors Percussion Ensemble and appears courtesy of Yarlung Records. The first movement of Steve Reich's Drumming, performed by Russ Hartenberger, Bob Becker, and James Price. Heinrich Ignaz von Bieber's Passacaglia, performed by Reinhard Gebel. J.S. Bach's Solo Violin Sonata No. 3 in C Major, performed by Nathan Milstein. Eugenie Zeiss Sonata No. 6, performed by David Oistrakh. Bela Bartok Sonata for Solo Violin, performed by Victoria Mulova. And Paul Hindemith Sonata for Solo Cello, performed by Matt Heimowitz, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon. Esa-Pekka Salonen's Lachen Verlernt, performed by Jennifer Koh, appears courtesy of Sedil Records. Sultan Kodai's Opus 8 Sonata for Solo Cello, performed by Natalie Klein, appears courtesy of Hyperion Records. J.S. Bach's Cello Suites are performed by and appear courtesy of Christopher Costanza. J.S. Bach's Violin Concerto in E Major, performed by Ida Kavafian, Jessica Lee, Amy Lee, Mark Holloway, and Andreas Brantelid. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's String Quintet in G Minor, performed by the Orion String Quartet and Michael Tree, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Georg Friedrich Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine is performed by and appears courtesy of Apollo's Fire. J.S. Bach's Jauchzet Gott in Allen Landen is performed by Emma Kirkby and the English Baroque Soloists, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, and appears courtesy of Decca Records. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.